Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers podcast. You can call me YouTube Junkie, and I'm here with...
Dad Cojays,
Ogster,
Mattman.
All right. 2 weeks in a row that I've actually gone through successfully.
Went pretty well. Good job.
Yeah.
Well.
All right.
Mr. Announcer.
So, first thing we're going to talk about today is... I believe it's Insomniac Games. It might not be, but anyways, no matter what...
I don't think it is.
Iron Man VR.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Now tell me that it's not something that everybody would love to do.
I just can't wait to blast people with my blasters.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds repulsive.
Oh. Okay, and right, here's guys. Where we're gonna go ahead and introduce this new thing called the Punishment Board.
Mattman over there.
If you check our Facebook page, we took a picture together with it, so you can actually see our face and the board. I'll probably take another picture of the board later to get a more clear representation of it, but...
But so far... We're sucking at this.
So far, there's already two on all of ours except for Mattman, who now has three.
Just remember, guys, there's more puns to come.
Because I don't know how to shut up. I told you this would happen.
Yep.
All puns.
But, you know,
Iron Man VR.
Yeah, I'm extremely interested in this. It's right now we're on GameSpot. GameSpot.com. And the article is titled, Iron Man Game Revealed for PSVR, here are all the details. And it was an article written by Jordan
Iron Avenger,
Ramey?
Huh?
Ramey? I don't know how to say that name, but oh well.
Ramey.
Ramey?
Ramen?
It's not ramen.
Not ramen?
No.
It looks like...
Damn.
Chicken ramen.
It looks like it's being developed by Camouflage. Developed that previously created...
Republic,
and its VR port. In a big post, Camouflage director Ryan Payton wrote that his team is looking to create a deeply personal and appropriately funny narrative in Iron Man VR that sees Tony confront ghosts from his past.
All right.
That could get really interesting.
I wonder who it could be. Could it be Iron Mondo?
I mean, maybe.
Could he get some whiplash from the past?
Maybe.
I would play the trailer, but, you know, copyright BS, don't want to get in trouble. But it looks like the trailer is going to start with him being on a plane talking to Friday, one of his AIs.
It's a visual trailer, and we're doing an audio.
Yeah, and then there's that, the whole visual audio thing.
We'll describe it very well.
Yeah, no. Anyways, so it looks like the conversation that they're having will get interrupted by a hacker. And that's going to end up with his plane being blown up and him getting sucked down into the sky.
All right. I can't wait to see.
Friday sends this. So that's going to be interesting. I'm extremely excited about that.
I am going to be very scared shitless being in that Iron Man.
Oh, 100%. But
it's going to be very thrilling.
But no, there's not a whole lot of details on this game yet, so I just kind of wanted to put that out there, that there is a Iron Man VR game.
And it is in a work, yes.
Yes.
Can't wait.
I wonder if you're only going to be able to see your hands, or if you're going to see the whole iron suit.
I got to imagine you're going to be able to see most of it.
I'm not sure. I think it's just going to be like the hands.
Just superimposed hands.
Yeah. No, because you could see your legs and stuff in the Spider-Man suit.
Okay.
Whenever they did the Spider-Man. Anyways, to give a not-so-smooth transition, Marvel is a... this is from... WeGotThisCovered.com, an article written by David Pountain. Pountain?
Pountain.
Say fountain, but put up
it's,
P.
Anyways. It's mountain spelled with a P.
Yep. Marvel reportedly planning an Avengers versus X-Men movie. Now, here's the problem with that is it wouldn't really make sense, considering most of the Avengers are going to die. And
what are you talking about? Most of the Avengers are dead.
No. Yeah. The original Avengers are still alive right now.
An original Avengers versus X-Men.
Oh, we're not counting the new guys yet.
Oh. Come on, man.
What does it take to be an Avenger?
Tony Stark has Spider- to knight him.
They made Spider-Man an Avenger, yeah, but that, they died.
Yeah, Spider- well, but, yeah. So, yeah,
he bit the dust.
And then there's the whole, you go out that door, you're an Avenger BS that
Hawkeye
did in Age of Ultron.
Okay, yeah. But was Hawkeye really an Avenger?
Yes.
Damn.
He was there from the beginning.
Anyway.
He got turned.
Come on. But they called him in to watch a god, okay?
Okay, okay.
And besides, you are aware that well, there he's just other a teams of Avengers without there. Captain America, Thor, or Iron Man, he's all just them. Hawk I mean, fucking Hulk sitter. Left the team after issue 4.
So he's really trying to avenge him being a babysitter?
Yeah.
So I just want to remind everyone, this is a audio-based thing where if you talk over each other, nobody's going to understand anything.
What?
So that entire little spiel of a argument, conversation thing that you guys just had there?
No one heard it.
Nobody could understand that. Got it. Anyways, moving on.
Hell, I was sitting here. I didn't understand it. Right? And again, I wasn't paying attention.
Yep.
I mean, I was only paying attention over here.
Anyways, with the Disney Fox deal already closed, so this is an old article, but still... it looks like they'll be bringing all the characters in soon, but there's issues. One,
we're still waiting.
If they just pop them in and don't really explain it, then there's going to be questions about all the other stuff, like when Ultron attacked, what about Quicksilver and Wanda, who are supposed to be Magneto's kids?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many issues there that just pop up. So unless we take the time to explain how the mutants came to be in the... this world.
I'm sure there will be some kind of establishing stuff before launching into the crossover.
There technically kind of is, because Marvel had something that wasn't mutants, but it was.
This could actually be good. We might...
Gifted.
We just might see a new Avengers movie.
I don't know if they're...
If they're going to bring curious. The X-Men into their world, because Wolverine's part of the new Avengers.
I'm curious if they're going to still be the Avengers, though. I'm curious if there's going to be some other...
What team. What defines the Avengers? I mean, is it certain characters? Because not all the characters have been Avengers at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
Because there have been, you know, plus there's been, you know, the West Coast Avengers. Then there's the new Avengers, the next Avengers.
Let me just find the...
Uncanny Avengers.
Mm-hmm. See, you got the original Avengers.
There was an idea. Stark knows this. Called the Avengers Initiative. The idea was to bring together a group of remarkable people,
see if
they could become something more. See if they could work together when we needed them to fight the battles we never could. Spoken by Nick Fury. So, really, it doesn't have to be any certain people. It just has to be remarkable people.
It could still be the Avengers without Thor and Iron Man.
No, and I'm just curious if they're going to keep the Avengers title going or if they're going to try and do something new.
I bet you're going to keep the branding of the Avengers. You know, that's why I'm thinking, like, a new Avengers movie. You know, with Spider-Man and the Hulk.
Always.
Yeah, with the new Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we might
still keep that Avengers.
So here's the thing: one, we still don't know if Spider-Man's going to stay in the MCU because his contract.
The picture was good.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you guys.
Anyways, Spider-Man's contract, the Sony Marvel deal for Spider-Man is up with Far From Home. Far From Home is the last movie that Marvel can use him in, unless they get a renewed contract.
Come on.
Seriously? Does anybody see that not happening?
Sony, I mean, I want it to happen, but...
Sony might use them after four.
Okay.
We'll come back to this, because there is something to talk about there.
Okay.
But,
sorry. Off topic. Again.
No, not really, because that'll be the next topic I should actually... Yeah. All
right.
Anyways, as we were saying, but there's also... even though Mark Ruffalo has said that he would like to stay as the Hulk, there's some questions about his contract being renewed or not going on.
Okay.
Well, you know,
so there's a lot of actors that we might not see come back, even if...
still come back, but we're waiting.
Yeah.
Well, with Into the Spider-Verse, they're right there. They're throwing in the multiverse theory, you know, that... they can start jumping to, you know, because
mean,
the way they put it together was that, like, the Spider-Man from the original three movies was part of one universe, and the Spider-Man for the other two movies were part of another universe. Yeah. You see where I'm going with this?
Oh, yeah. And nothing else they could. Cookies is up.
And then he got Tom Holland, which is part of the 616 universe.
He has it, but he just hasn't watched it yet.
Jesus Christ, man. What's the matter with you?
Freaking hell.
Anyways.
Watch it tonight. Shut up.
Damn it.
You better.
Anyway.
Anyways.
Okay, you guys are stronger than me. He just watched Aquaman, okay?
Okay. To be fair, it's a DC movie. Cut me some slack on not watching it right away.
Okay.
Like, I bought it, bro. He's got it.
Oh, yeah. Depending on what they do with resolving, you know, in game, that'd be a good way to maybe introduce Miles.
I don't.
True.
You know, or
I feel like they should continue with Gwen. Into the Spider-Verse.
Want her in Sony Spider-Man.
I think they should stick. I think they should keep Miles Morales in the Into the Spider-Verse kind of realm because there is already a sequel.
Well, that doesn't include him from being in the live action stuff.
Well, no, it doesn't. But I mean, I would prefer it.
You know, because. You know, they can keep the animated stuff separate from the...
We don't know. That could be live action in their dimension. And
but even so, I'm pretty sure Miles Morales still belongs to Sony, too. So, that would have to be another contract thing. It would be. We'd have to see.
Yeah.
But anyways, to move on to Sony Spider-Man.
It's stupid to not renew it because, frankly...
That's money.
You know, yeah, I'm pretty sure that Homecoming did better than any of the other five Spider-Man movies that they'd already done.
So
it's like stupid. Yeah, we made all this money working with you guys, letting you guys have this character back for your stuff, but we're done with that. We don't like money.
Yeah.
Well, no. Okay, so apparently...
We're stupid!
Sony has big plans for Spider-Man's cinematic universe, but a key hero is still unavailable, Spidey. And this comes from CNBC.com. And seems to have been published by Donovan Russo.
And this was about... probably 4 days ago.
Yeah, something like that. Anyways, basically, they're not sure if they're going to strike up another deal with them or if they want to take him back and use him for their own cinematic universe. Introduce him to Venom and Morbius.
Carnage!
Yeah, introduce him to Carnage. See, and that's another thing, is their weird titling thing they might be doing with Carnage. They might still leave it as Venom 2, which doesn't make...
I mean, if they do Venom 2,
what it should be is Venom Inner Carnage. Let Carnage have his own movie.
Anyways. Yeah, that'd be...
Well, yeah, they introduced Cletus Kasady at the end of Venom.
At the end.
Spoiler!
Oops. Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Movie's been out for how long now?
I don't know.
If you haven't seen it yet, that's your own damn problem.
That's right.
But no, we did see him at the end, but we haven't seen what's going on. And that would be a perfect... way to introduce him before a solo movie.
Yeah.
Like, how he breaks out would be a solo movie or whatever.
Yeah. The big thing...
I don't remember, were all the symbiotes accounted for by the end of Venom?
No.
No.
They were dead.
Yeah, most of them were dead.
The planet they come from
is
the planet
of symbiotes. Well, I'm referring to the ones on Earth.
Well... the ones they brought back were dead.
They also...
Except for Venom.
Okay.
Because Carnage was on Earth.
A symbiote
Carnage
can break.
Is spawned. What, in the comics, Carnage
is spawned.
Venom's quote-unquote son.
But if we see he's been in prison with Cletus Kasady.
But does Cletus Kasady have the Carnage symbiote?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Frankly, okay, guys, I don't think the symbiotes are
him. Him riding on
unless
the cell.
It's in blood.
But yeah.
He doesn't. That's not... I mean, it says Carnage on there, but...
And he says... It's clear as day.
Doesn't necessarily mean that he has the symbiote yet.
I mean...
It's clear as day, but...
Cletus was already screwed the hell up before
he
got the symbiote.
So, I'm assuming...
Carnage didn't get his name from... Carnage got his name from Earth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like Venom. So...
Okay.
Cletus could have just had that already.
Oh, by the way, the name for the symbiote species is Clintar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which actually is a word of theirs that means cage.
because their planet is a cage.
Their crater is basically in the middle of that cage. They're
originally peaceful.
Created to kill gods.
Yeah.
The original, all black,
was created
to kill a
They started
dog.
Becoming corrupted the symbiotes when are, they bond with other yeah. life forms. They started becoming corrupted yeah. by mm-hmm. their darker, baser impulses.
But yeah, anyways, to go back to the whole focus of this, which was Spider-Man's in the MCU, not really fitting into the Sony... I'm still not calling it what they want, so I'm just going to call it Sonyverse. Because their titling sucks. But anyways, you know, and it's just like, so far, Venom was a fantastic movie. And based on some of the set photos, Morbius is looking pretty good, too.
We could be getting a good... Jared Leto movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see, though. But, anyways...
I mean, we haven't seen actual...
So far, Sonyverse has been doing pretty good using...
All we've seen is, like...
Yeah, all we've seen is just him. Not any set photos. Well, we've seen set photos, but no makeup work or anything.
Morbius.
We haven't seen full-on Morbius yet, but we'll see.
We'll see.
But, you know...
And, you know, they could just do some CGI like Venom.
I do agree with you, though. Sony would be stupid not to make another deal. They make money every time Marvel makes a movie with Spider-Man.
Every time.
It'd be ridiculous not to. But I do understand why they would want to try and use him in their own universe.
Yeah.
Now that he's gotten all this stuff in the... You know, it's just, you know, Sony, you got two cracks at the character, and you failed at both of them, really. Marvel got one good swing at it, and knocked it out of the park.
Knocked it right out the park.
So, just leave it to Marvel. Just keep doing what you're doing. Forget Spidey.
Marvel is Marvelous.
Punishment.
Thank you.
Maybe it's Marveline.
That's a good one. No, that goes on the good puns.
All puns.
Oh,
going to four.
God damn.
Anyways,
okay.
But to move on from that,
that was punny.
You really sucked me dry with this vampire stuff.
Okay, sorry guys, we're just having too much fun with this board.
X-Men Dark WeGotThisCovered.com says X-Men Dark Phoenix said to be just as bad as the Fantastic Four reboot.
Yeah.
And that was also 3 months ago, too.
Yeah,
so.
It was. But still, I've still heard nothing good about any...
It looks good, though.
No.
Yeah, that's the thing. I thought the trailer looked good.
The trailer can look good,
I didn't care for the costumes, or the uniforms, or whatever you want to call it.
See, and that's just another situation where it's like, it doesn't translate. It seriously does not translate from the comics to live action.
Maybe it won't actually be those suits.
Okay? I mean, if it's in the trailer,
maybe they're trying to do what fucking Marvel does.
They're not doing. They can't. They
do one thing, well, but then
all the trailers I've seen for all of the First Class and all the the McAvoy timeline, the McAvoy Xavier timeline,
that one.
All the costumes that they showed in the trailers, that's the costumes that they had in the movies.
Yeah.
So, here's my point of view on it. Is like, I haven't watched any X-Men movies since, not counting Logan, but I haven't watched any other X-Men movies since Days of Futures Past, I think. Or, no, since First Class. I never watched Days of Future Past.
Say Days of Future Past, there's two versions.
I haven't watched any X-Men movies since the First Class, and it's just after First Class I couldn't. It was
too painful.
They've lost their touch, and I haven't enjoyed an X-Men movie since the second one. That's bad, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, glad step it up.
I was not thrilled with The Last Stand.
Okay, no, not at just all. Give in like everyone else. Give it to Disney.
Which they already have.
Okay.
The deal's done. So
even the build up to The Last Stand was crap.
Yeah, all of it really all was. Right. It was just poorly done.
Yeah, I didn't like how they handled Jean and her Phoenix stuff.
Nope.
Yeah, no.
But at least this time they seem to be getting the Phoenix part of her story, right? Maybe.
And
maybe.
Hopefully.
While also simultaneously just butchering their entire timeline again.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, it's not really going to matter because
after this,
Marvel's got them and be like, all right, we're going to fix some shit.
Yep.
Hopefully, what that means is just a full-on reboot, because there's been rumors that they're not going to do a full reboot and they're going to keep... No, just reset it all. Start
from
scratch,
press that button! That could be three to four more movies right there.
I don't
have a problem
with
that
they
want
to keep some of the cast.
Some of the cast. Not all the cast, because I'm sorry.
You know, some of the cast, I don't have a problem with them keeping.
I like you, James McAvoy, but no. You're not Charles Xavier. I'm sorry, no.
Charles Xavier is an old man.
And even when he wasn't, just
not
no. I still think Mark Strong would be a great choice.
Yeah, if they want to go younger, or they can, if they want to keep up with the older one, bring Patrick Stewart back.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think he's done just like Hugh Jackman is, where he's just, they both felt like that was a good end.
I don't know, because he's coming back as Captain Pickard.
Yeah, that's true.
He's in a new Star Trek series.
So,
he's making it so.
Speaking nice. Of...
Make it so.
Make it so.
But anybody else have any final thoughts on the X-Men thing?
I'm still going to see it.
I can't.
I haven't. Well, that's because you're you. I still have not seen that last Fantastic Four movie.
I'm not watching that either.
My wife has seen it, and she's even told me, don't watch it. You will waste 2+ hours of your life if you see that movie.
I have not
seen it. I don't even think it was 2 hours. It was short, like really short.
You know, and nothing I read online about it was any good. And I kind of want to see it just out of morbid curiosity. But other than that, I'm not really looking forward to it.
There's an idea for a movie night. We just go and we watch the worst of the worst when it comes to superhero movies. And then talk about it in the next podcast.
I think you can probably find that.
Oh, definitely. Anyways.
I've got it at home.
Any other?
I have a rental copy at home.
Okay.
Any other
comments
on the
too.
X-Men stuff?
No. We can move on.
All right, to move on, Black Widow might have a villain now. And that is Taskmaster.
Pretty good.
Now, I already have a suggestion on who they could cast.
Can I say something first?
What?
Finally!
I'm excited to see Taskmaster get out.
I'm surprised he didn't show up in one of the Captain America movies.
Oh my god, me
right?
either.
Or even...
Or Spider-Man!
Deadpool. You know, or Deadpool.
Or Deadpool, any of them would have been great. But... I do have a suggestion on who they could cast, because this is a role where speaking's not that important, and it's mostly just fighting and action.
And looking.
Yeah.
Well,
Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Because he's practically perfect for that role where it's just like, you don't have to say a lot of shit, all you gotta do is look badass.
I don't know, he
doesn't have the right, because he does get his master.
Does he have the right build?
Hey. JDF.
Jason Statham?
He's got the skill.
I mean,
it's...
Yeah?
Jason David Frank, man.
Oh.
He's got the skill.
He does.
You put him with a freaking amazing crew that's going to do amazing things with him.
You know,
I think he can pull it off.
But do you want to see him as a villain, though?
Yes.
The thing I don't see happening is...
I won't even... I want to say yes. Yes, I do. That would be the shit to see him all full out bad motherfucking ass with a great effects crew. Huh? Yeah,
but then he's got to lose because he's the villain.
He's lost before.
But anyways, so here's my problem with that.
He just wants to see you in more roles.
Here's the problem.
I don't know if I want to see him as a villain.
I don't know if I want to see him as Taskmaster because I don't see Taskmaster with every hit. To us! Sorry.
Those are the best.
They can edit that out.
Jason David Frank, you're a badass, but you're very vocal with your fighting.
Hey, at least you know he hit you.
But no.
Or at least swinging and kicking at you. Whether he actually makes contact,
That's up on you. That's on you.
If not Jason David Frank, then we could bring back an actor that was in Doctor Strange. Scott Adkins, who is literally like he's trying to become more of an actor type, but he's basically a stuntman. And
okay, yeah.
Here's the problem. One,
he looks villainish.
You could recognize him somewhere else, though.
I'm pretty sure I know where I see him.
You can recognize him somewhere else, though.
They would give him a chance to redeem himself.
Yeah,
it can redeem him from that horrible.
But we also saw him.
Another person's already done it.
We've also already seen him in Doctor Strange.
For those of you who are wondering what we're talking about,
we're talking about Deadpool.
He was Deadpool in the X-Men Origins Wolverine movie.
Yeah, it wasn't.
At the end, the surgically enhanced one.
Wait, what? Why are they not showing the actual one for him in the...
Right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he was in Doctor Strange. We saw him in that whole thing. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, he's the guy that he fought Strange in the astral plane in the hospital.
He's the one who got lost in the desert, right?
I think so. No.
No,
the desert guy's already
gone. He's the one who got killed out by a cape.
Anyways.
Yeah, whichever.
Doesn't really matter.
So no capes.
There was nothing really important going on in that whole thing.
You can't play Taskmaster.
Yeah, capes are disrespectful.
God damn it.
Okay, how about no sentient capes?
There you go.
So far in every version of a Marvel thing he's had literally no lines.
None.
Taskmaster does talk a little bit, so him a shot.
He only talks to taunt.
Yeah, pretty much. Just
to prove a point.
Well, depending on.
He's very... He
says
very
what he needs to say.
He
pointed with what he says.
You know, you guys are forgetting that this is a thing you don't want.
So,
right?
So should it be at the end of this podcast, I guess?
Well, this is the last podcast.
So, hold on. Before we move on, what should the punishment be for the punishment board? Any ideas?
A high five. Any
loser buys dinner.
None of us have the money for that.
Okay.
Anyways,
we'll figure that out.
We'll think about it towards the end of the podcast.
So that'll be our task for this.
I'm not going to get paid until after next podcast.
Yeah.
Same.
Just before. No. We'd be just before. Wait.
No.
Because the. No, you're right. It's after. It's the Fridays.
Yeah.
So it'd be after the podcast. Okay, so yeah. Never mind. Anyways.
I may not even get paid until Sunday.
So what are our thoughts on Taskmaster being the villain of Black Widow? I'm excited.
I am very excited to see him finally come to the...
I do gotta say, I'm not sure about the Black Widow part.
Well,
it does say main villain, but is this gonna be a flashback movie?
To be honest, I think
it seems like it's gonna be an origin story kind of thing.
So he could be the, you know, their trainer from the Red Room.
Because isn't Taskmaster enhanced?
Kind of.
He's got photographic reflexes.
Okay.
Which means
he can know your moves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all he's got to watch. He's just got to watch the fight, and then
physically enhanced. Isn't he physically enhanced?
Kind of. He is a bit of a super soldier type.
Yeah, like a super soldier.
Yeah, I don't know if he's actually been enhanced, other than just basically being, you know, in peak physical shape for a person of his age and height and whatnot.
No, that's just. Check the...
That is definitely not what we were looking at.
Where is the fandom?
That's just the wiki.
Wikipedia. The actual fandom wiki.
Yeah, hang on, I'll look it up. You guys keep yapping.
Anyways,
I've got it bookmarked.
So I'm interested in seeing where this whole debacle goes. I'm not entirely sure about the whole Black Widow thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be interesting. I'd prefer to see sort of a bit more within that general area, like the KG Beast. A bit more obscure characters from there.
Right. But I mean, this give Taskmaster the open door to be...
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely interested in seeing where it goes, you know.
This could be the next phase.
No, definitely not.
I'm not in, like, big villain. I'm just meaning, like...
Kind of like
Ultron. No, not Ultron. Loki, but not like Loki.
I don't know. We'll see
like
where it goes.
Like the pain in the side.
First of all, he's not even confirmed. He's just kind of rumored anyway. Okay. So
we'll continue on.
Tony Masters from Earth 616 gained an ability known as photographic reflexes during a mission as a SHIELD agent.
This ability enabled him to watch another person's physical movements and duplicate them without any practice, no matter how complex. Hmm. It was only limited by the fact that the memories he gained by watching others overwrote his personal memories. He was previously a naturally gifted athlete who trained himself to superb physical condition. He's committed fighting styles of Captain America, Black Panther, Daredevil, Elektra, Hawkeye, Punisher, Tigra, U.S. Agent, Spider-Man, and Wolverine to memory, as well as many others. Mm-hmm. The only known Marvel character able to overpower his ability is Wade Wilson / Deadpool.
It's because his ass is unpredictable.
Because his fighting style was so random that he was too unpredictable, even for Taskmaster.
Mm-hmm. Now for a neat,
and we all know that.
Now for a neat little segue... Deadpool creator wants Ryan Reynolds to return as Green Lantern.
Fuck that.
No.
Okay, hold on. I have
what
an argument.
What did you just say, Junkie?
Hold on, I have an argument.
Somebody slap Rob Liefeld in the head.
I have an argument for it, okay? It could be a good thing. Okay, so first of all,
okay,
hold
okay.
on.
Your face could be a good thing.
If that...
Because Ryan Reynolds was not the problem of Green Lantern. Ryan Reynolds,
the director, would have been, was the problem.
Yeah, and he's not going to be coming back. It was all that was the problem, but Ryan Reynolds himself was not. And I think, given another chance of the role with someone who's actually trying to write something, which, as we've seen with all the other DC movies so far, they are actually getting better at mm-hmm. writing their movies. So
as Hal Jordan again, or
I mean, that's kind of the only one he would really fit for. Mm-hmm. There's not really a whole lot of other of the.
Yeah.
But I do think that it could be a good chance. Now, I prefer to see him stay with Deadpool, but if Deadpool's time comes to an end, give him another shot at Green Lantern. I bet you he can knock it out of the park.
Reopen his Deadpool.
Yeah.
Because Marvel always want what DC wants.
But, you know, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see him take another crack at a DC character because we saw him take two cracks at Deadpool. First one was horrible. Second one, fantastic.
Wait, what?
What?
First Deadpool?
No, actually, he was Wade Wilson.
Yeah, he was Wade Wilson. Sorry, not Deadpool. But
his Wade Wilson in... I liked his Wade Wilson in...
Not the Weapon X that
but,
came.
Yeah. But the end of it, you know, yeah.
The
they
mouthy.
Totally when it came to Deadpool, they screwed the character Deadpool over.
They were going to have, they had a deleted extra scene that was going to be an explanation where it zooms in on Deadpool's head and the mouth got torn open. So
yeah, and he grabs his head and his
yeah,
head
was,
goes.
It was a post-credit scene.
Yeah.
I think some locations got that as their post-credit scene. Other ones got, something else.
I think it was Xavier.
One where it was just the head opens the eyes. I didn't see that mouth.
Yeah.
Well, you might have seen it, but
they actually play it on TV. Like when they bring it to a network, it'll show that ending credit of Wade Wilson grabbing his head that has his mouth slid open and he goes, shh.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then the one that most people got, though, was, I'm pretty sure, Xavier walking up to the kids, which it was just kind of a mental image. Was it?
Yeah, that was directly in the movie when Cyclops and all the kids came out.
I can't remember then. Anyways.
The X-Men timeline's all screwed up anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Xavier walking.
Oy vey.
And old age, but whatever.
Yeah.
They did de-age him a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, not much. Given that idea that with new writers and better writing, and because that was really the problem with the original Green Lantern movie, it was just the writing was terrible, the CGI was terrible. They should have actually given him an actual suit to use.
Possibly if they used the same studio for him.
You know,
as Deadpool, they might be able to knock the freaking Green Lantern movie out of the goddamn park.
I hit X. God fucking stupid ads.
Alright.
Anyways. You know, so that's my kind of, that's my thought anyways. I think they could do good with Green Lantern. I had an ad blocker on my other account. I don't have one on this one. But anyways. Still not gonna work. Alright. Ignoring all that, I wanna hear some actual thoughts on this whole thing. Batman?
I don't know. I don't. As much as I like Ryan Reynolds, I really don't want to see him as a Green Lantern again.
No?
Not really.
I mean, I'm fine with not seeing him as one. I think it'd be interesting to see him take another crack at it. But I do have other people I'd prefer to see take up the role.
You know, maybe as like, you know, as a cameo or something, maybe, you know, or, you know, as a Easter egg kind of thing. He could be, you know, like a alien Green Lantern in the background or something. But, yeah, I just...
Definitely. I've already got people in my head that I would like to see try the role.
You know, most people I think nowadays have, you know, they think of Ryan Reynolds, they think of Deadpool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Always.
You know, everybody's going to see him and think, what's Deadpool doing in a green suit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
Superpowered Deadpool.
You know, that's one thought. I don't really have anything else to say on that. Anybody else?
I don't either.
Alright, well, to move on, there was a recent release of a poster for Spider-Man Far From Home, and it shows exactly he'll be. Which, it was kind of obvious, I don't know why everybody's freaking out over it.
Yeah.
It's Italy. That was obvious from the get-go, I thought, but,
well,
you know. Everyone really needed that clarification.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's going to be exclusively in Italy.
No, not exclusively, but I think for a good portion of it, especially when he meets
Mysterio,
it's going to be in Italy.
Let's just talk about that suit.
Yeah. First of all, I am happy to see that suit because that's a bit of a nod to Scarlet Spider. Mm-hmm. Not a perfect one because obviously we're not at Scarlet Spider. Yeah. But
that is pretty still good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited to see where it goes. And it's going to be interesting to watch some of the details I've seen so far. It's like one... I don't like the whole Happy Hogan and Aunt May. I don't like the Aunt May Happy Hogan relationship thing. That's just kind of weird. I don't know what it is, but Happy Hogan just shouldn't be with Aunt May.
What do you expect? Hey, Marvel made Aunt May hot.
Yeah.
Tony's out of the picture. Happy wants to be happy. Come on.
That's another situation. Well,
Happy
was Aunt May
supposed
being
to have
young
gotten
and...
with Pepper in the first place, not Tony.
Yeah, yes. Because in the comics, Pepper Potts is with Happy Hogan, but...
No, Happy Hogan's dead. Spoiler.
Okay, well...
Uh-oh.
He's been was dead for several with years. Happy Hogan, and then... Yeah, then there's all kinds of... Anyways, that's on the point. But, it's also going to be interesting to see how Nick Fury got around Spider-Man's Spidey sense. Because he did, obviously. We saw him knock out Ned.
It's also based on intention. Nick may not have had the intention of doing harm to him, so therefore the Spidey sense didn't
pick it up. That's exactly what I tried to say. He wasn't there to harm anybody. He was there to inform
Ned?
Exactly. What about Ned?
Ned hurt his head.
He has
a concussion.
He put Ned to bed.
Yes, that's all he did.
I mean, I guess it kind
of... He's addicted to drugs now.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anyways.
You notice, most of the times, whenever his spider sense goes off, it's when he's being, you know...
Harmed or about to be harmed.
Yeah. When something bad's going to happen, you know, like, directly to him.
Yeah. But anyways, I mean, there's a lot of interesting things that are going to come from that. I'm kind of skipping through this a little bit quicker just because we are coming to the 40-minute mark and there is the whole Survival Island thing that we had planned last week.
Yeah, and we don't want to have to restart this podcast to, you know...
Yeah, do that bit. Anyways.
To fit the time.
All
right. Or do a second
part. So it looks like in the comic books, Flash is losing his speed at the worst possible time. Which, how many times has Flash lost his speed?
I was just going to say. After reading that headline, I was like, again?
Screen Rant, Andrew Dice posted that article. And in their article, it looks like the big bad that's going to be is...
Zoom or Captain Cold?
No, not...
Or Hunt. The Trickster?
Trickster, yeah, it's Trickster. I don't remember exactly... looks like, judging by the latest adventures of DC Scarlet Speedster, already overwhelmed by a new and mysterious master plan enacted by Hunter Zolomon, not to mention the strange new Speed Force equivalents unleashed upon the DC Universe, but as our exclusive preview of The Flesh number 67 reveals, the Trickster is choosing this opportune moment to stage his criminal comeback in a grand fashion, making this an even less desirable time for Barry to feel his connection to the Speed Force failing. So that's kind of interesting. I'm curious to see how they're going to make Trickster the big bad, because I feel like Trickster hasn't really been the most relevant. Mm-hmm. And he has a hard time getting out of the whole Joker knockoff category.
Yeah.
Which is...
Yeah, I have no idea who the Trickster is. But then again, I don't read Mark The Hamill, Flash.
It literally is. Yeah, it literally
Mark
is.
Hamill's the Joker.
And the Trickster.
And the Trickster.
And the Cock Knocker.
Yeah. I was just going
to say, all right.
I was just going to bring that up.
So, there's two versions of Mark Hamill's Trickster, by the way. Yep. One is from the 1990s, which is that
from the Flash
monstrosity
TV show.
And then there's this one, which is a bit more like Joker. Like, that's literally just a bad knockoff of Joker.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's kind of just what the Trickster is. He's never... There isn't much there.
Yeah.
There is a younger version of him, of the Trickster, if I can...
If you can work it.
Yeah. You know, what can I say? I'm just not really that much of a...
Which is
DC
obviously
comics person.
The one that they have planned for this.
Yeah.
Is the younger one, the new Trickster. I'm not really much of a DC comics person either, but, you know, it's an interesting little thing.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how
it's
they
for any of
do
our
it.
DC fans out there.
But anyways, to move on to last week's challenge.
Island survival.
Yep. So, here's the challenge. You are on a... Insert mode of transportation here. In the South Pacific, when I insert free accident happens, you awake.
Okay. We didn't have this last week when the podcast challenge was given.
Yep.
So now you had totally forked things over.
I told you.
I'm so good. I think I'm so good.
I told you.
Well, yeah, and then you didn't say, you know,
I told
I'm
you
not giving you what this is until the podcast. So there was no preparation. That's why I went ahead and did mine.
I mean, you can use yours, but it's good. Anyways, you wake to find yourself on the rocky, sandy beach of what else? A tiny tropical island. As the fierce equatorial sun beats down on you, you realize that the transportation is gone. But a few items have washed up on the beach. Relieved that you are alive and have sustained no major injuries, you quickly scout out the island. There is a cave for shelter and an abundance of vines and vegetation, but no trees to speak of. You see enough seabirds and marine life to provide a subsistence diet, but there is no source of fresh water, and the rainy season is still months away. There are other hurdles to overcome, though, as you soon discover that the island is inhabited by cannibals. Your challenge is to avoid the cannibals and use the items you found to survive and escape the island.
Well, you see, now with all these new stipulations, fuck you.
You know, this feels like a very forest kind
week, like,
of feel.
Send it off to us like Saturday or Sunday. Oh, by the way, okay, here's this. This is what you got. This is what the scenario is.
What
this
kind
is
of vegetation?
Because last week it was just, hey, what you crash on the island, and just have supplies, you have to find a way to survive and get the hell off.
But
I have
no
done
trees.
So. I did not know I was going to have to, you know, deal with cannibals. Which case, fine. I can still do that with how I've done it.
You know,
but as far as getting off the island,
I
now I've got to change all that.
I think my plan still has...
I knew this was going to infuriate him, which is why I didn't tell him to.
So, who should start then? Batman? Or do you want to change some of yours?
He sounded like he was ready to go.
How dark do we want to go?
All right.
Hold on.
We want to go...
I didn't even get time for this, but... I already got this. Shit.
Didn't get time.
No.
We've had entire
I didn't know how it was going
to
be.
You didn't need to know.
My initial
they didn't
thing
either.
When we, you know, before all of this crap was decided on, just said that we, you know, ended up on an island and had to survive and get off there. I was going to pull something from the old BC newspaper strip where one of the characters sent, you know, which I can't remember, for life of me his name, but he's the one that, you know, writes the letters on the stone slabs and sends it out in the water and then waits for a reply.
Oh, yeah.
And he sends a letter back from the fat lady, and one of the other guys finds it and says, help, I'm trapped on a desert island. Like, no way, that's him. He wouldn't have misspelled desert. And then it cuts to him, and he's on an island of Sundays. That's where I was going to go. Diabetes Island.
Matui.
But anyways, no.
So, Uggs there.
Okay, so you said we get...
Hold on. You're too far away from the phone. Okay. I can't hear you.
So you said we got 5 items.
Well, I mean...
Right?
Yeah, 5 items.
Yeah, 5.
You said 5 items that happened to stay there with us. So I would have to have a hacksaw, a hatchet.
Would you like to play a game?
A fishing pole.
Maybe we should have started this earlier.
Bucket of pickaxe. We're gonna need it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's gonna dig a tunnel back to the mainland.
And rope. Everybody needs a fucking rope.
All right.
I mean, you also still have
an rope. So a hacksaw, a hatchet, a pickaxe, rope, and a fishing pole.
Yes.
Okay, your transportation.
How did you arrive at the island?
Yeah, how did you get
would
to the
be
island?
Were you by helicopter.
Up? All right, what was the freak accident that made you crash?
You
just crashed?
What the hell are you going with the hacksaw? Pickaxe.
He's going Ramboing. He's going Ramboing.
Everybody
needs a fucking rope.
I kind of feel like you intentionally crashed.
Who are you not needing a rope?
Fuck you, okay, Charlie Bronson rope.
I think I kind of feel like you intentionally crash land on this island.
Yeah.
I mean, you got all this survival gear and
there's cannibals. I'm going Ramboing.
That's right.
All right.
He's going Ramboing. Because
with the vines and vegetations, you can make yourself traps all over the island.
So I'm pretty sure he's not going to get off the island. He's
got
just
the vines.
Everybody needs a fucking rope.
You can use the rope, the vines to make rope.
All right.
I'm pretty sure he's not getting off the island.
So I'm saying, if you're stuck there, the rope's going to get frayed after a while, right? That's where the vines come in.
Wait, the rope gets frayed?
No, frayed.
Oh. Frayed. Not, I'm not scared.
Anyways.
Yes, my rope gets scared.
So the rope gets frayed. So the rope gets frayed.
All right. So after.
Anyways, go ahead.
So.
That's for the being a freak joke.
So my transportation would be a helicopter. The freak accident would be the cannibals trying to fucking bow and arrow the shit out of it.
They shot one of your rogues.
Killing the pilot, crashing me on the island.
There we go. All right.
It's a strange bird. It's a strange bird.
All right.
Now how do you survive?
All right. I survive by the vegetation of the earth and the fish in the sea.
All right.
Screw the seabirds. Them assholes would be too hard to get. And I ain't going to be going to make no freaking nets to freaking catch them assholes out of vines.
Or rope. Right.
But to protect myself, I would use the vegetation and the rocks to make traps to disable these cannibals. Mm-hmm. And that's where my pickaxe is going to come in. You ain't going to live after you get hit in the head with a freaking pickaxe, right?
Yeah.
Bam. Okay. And so there's a use for two of those things that I brought. All right. The hatchet, of course, would be used to cut down food. And
Sounds like you had too much of it already.
Yeah.
All right, so we know how you survive the island. How do you escape?
How do I escape?
Sea turtles, mate.
Time together with vines.
Anyways.
Oh, definitely.
The rope was too scared to do it.
It was frayed.
How do you escape?
All right.
You're going to die on the island here soon. We're running out of time.
How am I going to die? I'm living on vegetation.
Because I'm going to...
Cannibals?
Because in this universe, I'm God and I'm going to smite your character down. How do you get off the island?
The whole show.
Okay, check this out. So you can take human skin, right?
Okay.
And you can...
So, a cell?
Tan it?
Are you making a sail out of human skin?
No.
What are you doing?
I'm talking about
he's making a boat.
No, actually, a canoe out of human skin.
Okay. I mean, if you want to, yeah.
It's going to take a lot of
time. All right.
Use the arm as a paddle.
It's going to take a lot of cannibals because there ain't no fat cannibals.
And while I'm killing cannibals, cutting them up, fucking turning their skin into a hide to be able to shape into a canoe.
Are you going
to
become a cannibal?
Well, fuck yeah.
Okay, he became a cannibal.
So the body needs meat.
So you ate the cannibals.
Utzer's not leaving the island.
And you use their skin to create a canoe to escape the island. All right, moving on.
You want to go, man?
Okay, fine. Man. Okay, so this is what I went through before all this crap. Which, you know, the cannibal thing was only a minor change. But anyway, I arrive on the island, plane crash.
All right.
The only survivor, plane, you know, crashed upside down.
Perfect.
So, you know, had to cut myself out of the seatbelt, blah, blah, blah. And what I have is the first aid kit from the plane.
Okay.
I have, you know, all kinds of chunks from the wreckage. Clothes from the other passengers, because they don't need those clothes no more. Use the clothes to make rope. So I got my fucking rope.
He got his fucking rope. Why don't you use vines?
I have access to all of their electronic devices from the passengers and anything that may still work from the plane. And I have their corpses. Now, how I've survived, you know, there's, you know, vegetation and stuff, so I can, you know, have berries, you know, or whatever. As far as trying to get off the island, you know, without there being cannibals, I was going to just, you know, make up different areas of the island, take, you know, like driftwood or fallen wood from any of the trees that were already on the island, set them up in various areas along with some form of like kindling or dry grass or something that I could use matches from the first aid kit to quickly start a fire if I happen to see a plane flying overhead or a boat off in the distance to create a signal fire. And in addition to the berries and other, you know, vegetation to eat, I also have the corpses.
Yeah, corpses. Yeah.
Down to it. I start eating the corpse.
Become cannibal.
Start with the fat ones. Hey,
cannibals, I'm making some barbecue.
Hey, make them into a stew. You know, ain't nothing wrong with some long pig.
Invite the cannibals in.
Also with some of the skinnier ones that, you know, there's not much meat on their bones. They can go be fuel for the damn signal fires.
There you go.
Besides that, you never know when you may have the urge to crack open a cold one.
Yeah,
that was a necrophilia joke.
On the board! My man's on the board again with 5.
I'm in the lead. Anyway, then one day, you know, plane or boat sees my signal smoke or whatever, and I get picked up. The best part of all, I'm on an island that's only, you know, just a short distance away from, like, one of the Florida Keys or something.
All right.
Nobody knew I was there. And I was just looking at the map, I'm just, you know, like 3 centimeters away from frickin' civilization. What the hell, man?
All right.
That's the kind of luck I have.
All right. Now, to move on to dead cookies.
If I had to have cannibals there, I'd just share the corpses with them.
I become their gods. Perfect. I can get you down to your island fast. So, transportation.
I created the island, right? I'm the god of the island.
No, you're surviving.
How do you survive? I'm the god.
You're part of this podcast, too. That's surviving. Right.
That was all.
That's members. All our challenge.
Nope.
All members.
That's all our challenge. Yeah. It was. Yeah.
No.
Fuck you.
Well, in that case, I have superpowers and I didn't crash.
Anyways, all right. Transportation.
Hot, I used my magic ring.
Hot air balloon.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
How did freak accident? It popped.
That wasn't an accident. I did that.
it's a rock or something. All right. So my supplies that I fell down with. 1, 20-ounce Red Bull. Gives you wings.
Yeah, buddy.
2, a lighter. I always want a lighter. 3, a gnat. I need it. 4, a beanie. And five, rope.
Oh, we've got to have a fucking
rope. Or a vine. Or a vine.
So I'm just curious. Why did you have an axe on a hot air balloon?
Just in case if I need to hit a bird.
Is that so an axe? I think I know how the hot air balloon popped. Anyways.
Single!
As you were saying.
Stop it now.
Alright.
How do you survive?
How would I use the supplies, you say? I'll drink a Red Bull.
Half.
Half of it. Okay.
Only one wing.
Let's see. Yeah, only one wing. Oh, second. Put on the beanie. Three, chop down some trees, you know, grab some vines, you know, all that. Fourth, gather the leaves of the trees, you know. You know, if some cannibals, you know, get near me, chop them in half, you know.
Gonna go ahead and tell you this now. You got about 30 seconds before you're dead, because...
Oh, shit.
We're running out of time.
You know, tie the leaves together and stitch with rope, you know. Pour the rest of the Red Bull on it. Light it on fire. Dance the night away. Die from cannibals.
You're not surviving off the island?
No.
Oh. I thought we said that wasn't going to be... Okay. Anyways, to move on.
That turkey's
done. Now that we've gone through the survival island, since I put in the work of creating an island, and you guys went through the work of surviving the island. Anyways, to move on to the Wheel of Challenges. Spin this wheel. We land on... Oh, no. All right, grab the... you don't have your wheel.
Dead.
All right, we're going to go ahead and make another wheel real quick just so we can find out who's going to have to be stuck speaking in Baby Shark. All right.
And we'll figure out how we'll do that in next podcast after.
So you have to get rid of all of these so I can...
Really? And then you got to add them all again later?
Nope. That's right up there. All right.
Type fast, son.
While we wait.
Anyways, one second. Just run the names now.
I mean, yeah, no. There was no way I'm going to survive that island.
Well, realistically, I would probably have died in the crash.
Oh, all of us would have died. Just saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was the most realistic, guys. I danced the night away, and then I died from cannibals. Come on. All right.
Wheel of Victims.
Let's see.
Come on, Uxter.
Yeah. All right. Uxter gets to speak in tone of Baby Shark throughout the next podcast.
That is going to be fun. Doop, 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 doop.
Yeah. We're going to get annoyed real quick.
Oh, yeah. All right.
With that being said, it looks like Mattman's the official loser. The biggest loser of the punishment board. So
the poser.
Keep an eye... We'll figure out what the punishment's going to be and let you guys know, or you might see it soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch the Facebook page. Might see it there.
Might be there.
We'll have to kick around some punishments.
Yeah. With that being said, thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Again, just trying new things.
And real quick, thank you to everybody that has liked our page in those last few weeks.
And has been following.
And
thank
following.
You.
We greatly appreciate it. Thank you very
Please.
Much.
Help
And share with your friends. Invite them if you think they might enjoy
it. Oh, definitely. But also as a small teaser, there might be some other social media things in the works as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ruh-roh, Ruggy.
Maybe a Twitter thing. Maybe possibly an Instagram. Oh, not entirely sure yet.
Oh, no. Trying.
Okay, that way we can show you what all we're eating at the digital dinner table.
Yeah, this week we didn't.
Everybody needs to know what everybody else eats.
This week we didn't have food, but hopefully soon we'll have something.
Next pod.
Yeah, hopefully in the next podcast we'll actually have food. But anyways, with that being said, I'm also going to try and do something here soon. I'm working on buying a camera, so might record a podcast.
And we're still waiting on more parts for the mics.
Yeah, yeah. The mics, we're working as hard as we can to get those figured out, but...
Right now.
What can you do? Anyways.
Just talk louder.
Thank you for bearing with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. With that being said, I think that's a good time to wrap it up. Yep. Anyways, this was YouTube Junkie.
Dad Cojace.
Uxter.
Mattman.
And you were at the digital dinner table.
Listening to the Virtual Leftovers podcast. Have a good night.
Over and out.